This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Warren Moon joins us on Sports Byline. Warren, of course, 17 years in the National Football League, mostly with Houston, and then stops with Minnesota and Kansas City. But if you add in the 6 years that he played in the Canadian Football League, then 23 years overall, probably the most prolific quarterback ever to play the game. When you look back at all that you accomplished in football as a quarterback and as a player, Warren, what were the things that, when you had a chance to reflect on it, meant the most to you?
Well, I think the fact, Ron, that I was able to stay around as long as I did, the consistency I had over a long period of time, I think was something I was very proud of, being able to be productive for a long period of time, being able to be productive in my later years of my career, you know, from 35 on. I was still very productive in those years, you know, being in the Pro Bowl and being the MVP of the Pro Bowl at 41 years old, things that I would never have dreamt of. So I was very proud of that. And then the fact that I was able to help pave the way for some of these other young African-American quarterbacks who are in the league right now. Because when I came in the league at the time in 84, I was the only black quarterback in the league. Doug Williams was in the USFL. Vince Evans was in the USFL. And Randall Cunningham hadn't come to the league. So I was by my lonesome, and those guys eventually came back. And because of the success I think we all had, it really helped pave the way for some of these guys you see today.
Let me ask you about being the pioneer. Do you think that today's contemporary black athlete, particularly quarterback, appreciates what Warren Moon did? Because I've heard so many other players in other sports say that today's athlete doesn't, you know, remember what the other pioneers did.
I know some of those guys do, because in talking to those guys when they were in college, even Donovan McNabb will tell me today, you know, I was his idol growing up. And I've heard some of the other guys talk about Randall Cunningham, and so I know those guys do appreciate the fact that that we were there. They might not know everything that we went through, and we try and educate them to that, but they definitely did look up to us as players as they were coming along and gave them something to shoot for.
Also, when you take a look at the numbers that you talked about at the age that you put up some of those numbers, I find that incredible to think that you were able to do that. What was it in the latter stages of your career that you changed or did differently, Warren, that allowed you to be as productive as you were?
When I got to be 30 years old, I kind of changed my overall diet, got more into a vegetarian type of diet, really started worrying more about my body as far as, you know, maintenance. I did a lot of massage twice a week during the season. I did some acupuncture, depending on if I needed it or not. I really got into more stretching and things like that, and really every off season really pushed myself as to what I was going to work on and set goals for myself in the off season to get better at a certain thing, whether it was flexibility, whether it was strengthening my legs or whatever it might have been for that particular off season. So I kept myself motivated to always continue to improve.
Also, Warren, when you look at today's contemporary quarterback, how is it different from when you came in to the National Football League? How has that position changed, if at all?
Well, I think you know, today they're asked to play a little bit earlier in their careers because of the high round draft picks. I think you've always been asked to play early at a lot of other stages, but I think more guys now are rushed on the field a little bit faster. And I think the offenses are a lot more complex now than they were when we came into the league. I think it's something a big mistake the coaches are making right now, especially with all the free agency and movement of players. They're making these offenses and defenses so complex, it's harder for the players to understand and get a grasp of very quickly in a short period of time, where they should try and simplify things a little bit more so these guys can learn these things a lot faster. But we used to take the adage that you do good things and you do them very well. You take a few good things and do them very well and have the other teams stop you and beat you at the things that you do best, as opposed to trying to do so many different things and be good at so many different plays, or trying to out-trick the opponent as opposed to just being good at a couple of different plays and out-executing the other team.
Let me take you back to the University of Washington when you were playing there. I know everybody harbors the dream to play in the National Football League. You went undrafted, had to go north of the border to the Canadian Football League in Edmonton for six seasons. But, you know, in knowing you for so long, Warren, I've never heard you utter a bad word about that experience. But at the time that it happened, what were your feelings about not being able to play in the NFL?
Well, I was definitely hurt, because I felt like I had the abilities and skills to play the position, and I felt like I had done enough in my college career to merit at least getting drafted as a quarterback in the NFL. But when people, you know, didn't even come out and give me a personal workout, I wasn't invited to the combine, and people were talking about changing my position, it just really, you know, it bothered me because people didn't give me an opportunity, and that's all I was looking for. The Canadian Football League gave me that opportunity, so I took the opportunity that I had, and I made the most of it, and that's why I wasn't bitter, because it was a great opportunity for me to keep playing quarterback. But in the back of my mind, I always wanted to come back down to the National Football League and see where I measured up against the best players in the world. That's the only way you can really find out actually how good you are. So I got the opportunity to do that, and I made the most of it, but it wasn't easy, you know, going away from a place where you grew up and having dreams of playing in the NFL. I just had to put those dreams on hold for a while.
It's one thing not to get the opportunity, Warren, if you don't have the capabilities, but, I mean, you were an outstanding quarterback at Washington, and during your senior year, you led the Huskies to the win over the favored University of Michigan Wolverines in the 78 Rose Bowl, and you were named the MVP of that Rose Bowl, and you would think just off of that somebody would give you a look-see. What was the knock on Warren Moon that didn't realize, you couldn't realize that?
Well, you know, they're never going to tell you the exact truth, but I'm sure some of it had to do with my color at the time, because it wasn't a popular thing to have black quarterbacks, and they were telling me my arm wasn't strong enough, and that was probably one of my best assets. They said I wasn't tall enough, and, you know, I'm same height now as I was then, so that couldn't be it. And they said I didn't come out of a pro-style offense. Now, that might have been true, but I didn't run a wishbone or option or veer offense or anything like that. We ran a lot of play action. We ran a lot of rollout and different things that all offenses do. But, no, it wasn't a straight drop back offense. So all the excuses were not very good excuses. I think they were just reasons why they didn't want to draft me for the other reasons that I talked about. The fact that I was a black quarterback, and that wasn't a fashionable thing to do at that time. There were a lot of stereotypes about whether black quarterbacks could be leaders and all the other things that go along with it.
You mentioned to me, of course, about being that pioneer. You played those 6 years up in the Canadian Football League. Do you think that the overlooking of Warren Moon as a quarterback in the NFL was made a little bit easier because you'd had the experience up in Canada that then maybe allowed you to blossom a little bit more as a quarterback when you got the NFL experience?
Well, it definitely did give me a chance to go up there and hone my skills. There's no question about it. But, you know, if I could, I would have wanted to come out and be a drafted quarterback just like anybody else that comes out in the draft. But I don't regret the decision I made to go up to Canada, because I had a great time. I played with a great bunch of guys. We had a lot of success in a short period of time, and I really increased my marketability. But I think as a dream, and as you set your goals, you definitely would like to be a first-round draft pick like a John Elway or a Troy Aikman or anybody like that.
Do you think about the numbers you would have had in your NFL career had you been able to start when you did or wanted to?
You know, kind of, sort of. You just never know when your starting days would have started. It probably would have took me 2 or 3 years before I became a starter if I would have came right out of college. But still, you had 3 more years of numbers onto my numbers, and those are some pretty good numbers. But, again, I'm very proud of the fact that I was able to go into 2 different leagues and be productive in both of those leagues and be successful in both of those leagues. So that's something that a lot of other players can say.
Well, Warren, when I take a look at Canadian football, how wide open it is, how big the field is, I really think that that's tailored to a quarterback really getting into a rhythm, really getting comfortable being a quarterback in professional football, even if it is Canadian football. Am I correct in that assumption?
It can be. You know, different guys are able to make the transition and go to Canada and play and be successful, but a lot of guys can't play down here and vice versa. There's a lot of guys that played and were successful down here, as was Vince Ferragamo when he tried to go up to Canada, and he couldn't make that transition. So it's a different game. The two games are totally different in the way they're played, and it takes a certain kind of athlete to be able to be successful at both of them.
What about the commonality between Warren Moon, Joe Theismann, and Jeff Garcia, all of you who started your careers up in Canada? Is there any commonality there?
There is, and I think you look at the guys that played up there, like Jeff and Joe and myself, weren't thought of as top-round quarterbacks, weren't thought of as prototype quarterbacks coming out of college, but we were able to go up to that league and really hone our skills and hone our passing ability and take advantage of what that league had to offer. And then we were able to bring those skills back to this league and incorporate them into this type of game. So we both made the transition very well on both ends, but we had to have that type of ability to be able to do that.
Another thing that you did, Warren, you were a running quarterback. I mean, there was Fran Tarkenton a long time ago, but you ran for 1,700 yards and 22 touchdowns, and you were not afraid to run. And when you came into the National Football League, that was not something coaches wanted their quarterbacks to do. What was the atmosphere like for you as an athlete, a true athlete that could throw the ball as well as run with it?
Well, my thing was always to use my feet to my advantage. If I was to get in trouble, I had the feet to be able to get out of that trouble and make something positive happen. I knew I was going to make my living with my arm, and I knew I wouldn't last very long if I tried to make my living with my legs. And I try and tell a lot of young quarterbacks who have that ability, like I tell Donovan, you have the ability to run, but don't use it unless you really need to, because when those defensive guys see a quarterback get out of that pocket, I mean, you're like I won't even say what you're like when you're running at that football, but it's not very nice. Those guys are trying to take your head off, and you don't want that to happen. So use those feet to your advantage to get out of trouble, but don't make a living out of it, because at some point you'll get caught, and it won't be very nice.
I've often wondered, with the success of Joe Montana, who was a third-round pick, and, of course, you starting up in Canada, and others that we've seen like Jeff Garcia flourish, and even you take a look at other quarterbacks that didn't get the opportunity early. Does the system make the quarterback, or does the quarterback make the system?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it takes a quarterback. You know, you can't go into that 49er West Coast offense or any other teams that run it without being a pretty accurate quarterback. You don't have to have a very strong arm, but you have to be very accurate. So in order to go into that system, if you don't have the accuracy, it's not going to work for you. And then there's other systems where if you don't have a strong arm, then you're not going to be very successful in that system. So it depends on the type of player that goes into the system, and hopefully you fit the type of player that fits into your system or vice versa.
When you take a look at the success of Kurt Warner, did his arena football experience factor into him being able to make quick decisions, being able to be accurate in close circumstances? Was that part of the reason why he's been successful?
Yeah, I think it really did help him that way, especially when you get down inside the red zone where you don't have a lot of room to work with. Playing on that field was almost like being in the red zone all the time because the field was so short.
I might tell everybody around the country and around the world, I've known Warren for a very long time, and I've often said to him when he was playing in the National Football League that when his days were up, he would make a wonderful broadcaster, and indeed he has. It's been fun to watch Warren transition into that part of his professional life as well. Has that been an easier or a hard transition for you? I mean, you sound, and when I listen and watch you, you sound like you've made it easy, but was it hard or easy for you?
You know, the hard part is the amount of research that you have to do throughout the week to get ready for a game. I know the game, and I know how to talk the game, but you have to also know the people that you're commentating on. And when you do college football, you're not as familiar with those guys as you are with the pro guys that you've played with and know personally. So the amount of research that you have to put into the stats and finding different anecdotes about different players, that's the part that's tough. It's almost like getting into a game plan and getting ready for a game every week, but as opposed to just having to know one team, you've got to know both teams equally as well. So it's a lot of work from that standpoint, but the other part of it is a lot of fun because it really keeps me close to the game and I'm still able to be involved in something that I've loved for a long time.
What do you see up there in the broadcast booth that maybe you didn't see either on the field or on the sideline when you were watching a game?
I think you can see plays develop a little bit better from up top. Being out on the field all the time, you only see things from the field version. You only see people in your face. You see them from the sideline view, but you don't see them develop from the top as much as you want to. And sometimes you want to yell at the quarterback to get to this certain guy because you see him open, but he doesn't see him open because he's got 200-300 pounders in his face. So I understand how people can get a perspective watching the game from that angle and wonder sometimes how come a quarterback doesn't find the open guy all the time, but they just don't understand if you're down there on the field. You can't always see all those people.
One thing else, too, is that you don't hurt when you get up on Monday morning after you've done a game, right?
Oh, that's the greatest thing about not playing right now. I have no bruises on my body. I haven't had any bruises on my body in a couple of years. And, you know, I really miss game day. There's no question about it. I miss the excitement. I miss the competition of it.
The relationship between coach and quarterback, when to kick that quarterback in the rear end, when to pat him on the back, what is necessary there now today?
Well, I think you see more teams going to having a true quarterback coach, somebody that just relates to the quarterback, where in my day you didn't have as many teams with just a quarterback coach for the quarterback. And I think it's important to have somebody like that because here's a guy that gets to know this quarterback inside and out, know his personality, knows when he's down, knows when things are bothering him. That's when you know whether this guy maybe needs to be kicked in the butt or needs to be have your arm put around him or whatever it might be. So I think it's important that more teams go to actually hiring quarterback coaches for these quarterbacks, because that's one of the most important positions on the team, yet it was one of the most undercoached positions on the team. So I think they've finally smartened up to that part of it.
Well, Warren, I appreciate your friendship, and as I said, you've made that transition into broadcasting so naturally, so smoothly, and I urge everybody to watch him and listen to him. Okay, Warren, thanks a lot, my friend. Take care.
All right, Ron, you take care, too.
Warren Moon, 17 years in the National Football League. Back on the other side with more of you on America's Sports Talk Show.